Canada's top military officer is under fire, and the controversy over his leadership threatens to engulf the Minister of Defense as well. There are widespread calls for the resignation of General John Boyle, chief of Canada's defense staff. The reason is Boyle's testimony to an official inquiry looking into abuses by Canadian peacekeepers in Somalia, in particular the 1993 murder of a Somali teenager. The revelation that the military altered documents relating to the case has increased the pressure on the general, who was in charge of defense communications at the time. From Toronto, Carolyn Jack has more.
It's going to be another tough week for General Boyle. On the radio and in print today, two retired colleagues attacked his leadership. It's the latest assault in what has become the battle over the general's job. Newspaper columns, talk shows, and letters to the editor are filled with calls for the general to go. Boyle has been under the gun ever since his testimony to the Somalia inquiry at the end of August. He appeared before the panel to answer questions about whether he ordered or knew about the illegal alteration of documents relating to the torture and murder of a 16-year-old Somali boy. Again and again, Boyle told openly skeptical inquiry commissioners that he didn't remember specifics of meetings he attended or documents bearing his initials. But the furor surrounding the general was touched off by these remarks he made to the commission.
If this is how the staff behaved, they lacked integrity, they lacked moral fiber.
So you're saying, in effect, General, that you were let down by your staff?
If the evidence that I have heard over the last 5 months concerning this issue is accurate, yes, sir.
That wasn't the kind of accountability that many Canadians or Canadian soldiers expected from the top general. Now the Canadian Parliament has returned from its summer recess, and opposition critics are slamming General Boyle and the man who appointed him, Minister of Defense David Colinette.
Morale in the Canadian Armed Forces has suffered under this Minister of National Defense and General Boyle.
When will his Prime Minister show some leadership and dump Boyle and the Minister? They're the Laurel and Hardy of the Canadian military.
Colinette is a personal friend and longtime political supporter of Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. Colinette said he stands behind the general, but today's criticism of General Boyle by former senior military officers will be new fodder for the opposition's attacks on Boyle's leadership and Colinette's judgment. So far, Prime Minister Chrétien is defending his friend Colinette and the general. Last week, he went on the offensive against the inquiry itself.
Lawyers are asking questions. They're grilling public servants as if they were almost criminal. And it's taking 7 months now, and it will take many more months. Even the Watergate was settled in 6 or 7 weeks in the United States, Mr. Speaker.
No matter how much the government might want the whole sordid mess to go away, it doesn't look like the conflict over Canada's top military man will end anytime soon. Boyle has said he will not leave his post. While the crisis festers, some Canadians say the controversy has highlighted a more fundamental problem, the need to radically reform the selection and training of Canada's officer corps. For National Public Radio, this is Carolyn Jack in Toronto.